Hi, I'm Rosemary Hoffman-Law, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Rashid Iqbal, the project manager at Optical Research in Pasadena, California. Rashid is a PMP, a PhD, a certified Scrum Master, and a senior member of IEEE. He has over 15 years of experience in the high-tech industry. The project management industry is really facing a lot of challenges. One of them is very important. It's actually showing how projects deliver benefits into the business. And Rashid is here to discuss how organizational project management improves return on investment in high-tech and knowledge-based projects. And so, Rashid, what's the story behind the topic of how organizational project management improves return on investment in high-tech and knowledge-based projects?
Thank you, Rosemary, for introducing me and for giving me an opportunity to talk. Yeah, when we talk about organizational project management in high technology industry, we have two main factors while determining return on investment. First factor is return, and the other factor is investment. Of course, we want to maximize return while minimizing investment. So that's how we improve our ROI. And then we need to be an agile and nimble organization so that we get a chance to put investment in and to reap the returns. So the question is basically, what's so different in high-tech industry that we need to talk about it specifically? So in high-tech industry and those areas where projects are based on knowledge work, these projects are very complex. Well, all kind of projects are very complex, but in high-tech projects, normally there is a research and development component which add a factor of further uncertainty. And they also make the investment needed very hard to determine in advance. So these are challenges that need to be solved by a structured approach, a process approach. One problem in high-tech industry is that it's fairly hard to define how research is going to be conducted, what would be its outcome, how long a certain piece of research is going to take. So these are some additional factors that are bringing in complexity in high-tech industry. So what do we need here? How can we solve these challenges and these problems? These problems are somewhat common with other industries as well, but are specific to high-tech industry. So my premise is that these challenges can be solved using an infrastructure approach. Well, what is an infrastructure here? Well, an infrastructure that can help knowledge workers and researchers and managers to coordinate and collaborate various projects in an integrated fashion. And this is really what OPM is all about. OPM binds tactics to strategy, or in other words, projects and program with business outcomes. So this binding really need to take into account various idiosyncrasies or peculiarities of the very operation you are trying to maximize ROI for. That is high technology and knowledge-based industry in this case.
Rashid, you're absolutely correct. The components of research cause high-tech projects to be highly unpredictable in results. So what are some key issues that project work must consider about returns and investments? Do you have any solutions there?
Yeah. The important thing here in case of high-tech industry is that how we can fathom complexity of projects while minimizing overheads. So let us look at how actually knowledge worker and researcher, they work and how they undertake projects. I want to divide their activities into five parts. First part is they define problem. They break problem into manageable pieces, and then they try to solve each piece separately. And if you look at our project management practice, that's exactly what we do. We also normally have a work breakdown structure. We try to break the bigger problem into smaller parts and then attack them individually. And then knowledge worker and researcher, they often spend a huge amount of time in searching and finding information. According to one research, people in organization normally spend more time in searching for information than they do in analyzing that information or synthesizing new information. So this is a very important factor that need to be managed and integrated. Another important factor or another important activity which researchers and knowledge workers do, that is they analyze information. They try to see what information which they are getting is telling them. Then they try to synthesize and verify solution to solve the very problem. And finally, because they have broken the problem down into various pieces, they try to integrate the results. So this is a general structure of how knowledge worker would work, and this is what they normally do as a day-to-day activities. So what do we need to do in order to facilitate this work, and how this relates with OPM 3? This is something that we want to spend a few minutes on. So, of course, we need to provide an infrastructure or a tool set for knowledge workers and researchers to define their problem and break them into manageable pieces. Normally, when a researcher or knowledge worker would try to define a problem, they would have a pencil and paper. They will think about that and they will try to write something up. Normally, there's no tools at an organizational level that would facilitate them. So sometime that process, which is actually understanding the problem and breaking the problem into manageable pieces, that is in the vacuum, especially when more than one people are involved, which generally is the case for complex projects. The second tool set that we need to provide, that is searching information and knowledge. As I mentioned earlier, this is a big deal. This is a really huge deal that people spend a lot of time trying to find information that they need. So we need to have a knowledge bank which is very, very accessible and very easy for people to find information they are looking for. That may be part of the organization that may need to go out of the organization to fetch various research work or other information. So this is second very important area that normally we think is has nothing to do with managing projects, but really when we are talking about managing projects, we need to see what we are trying to manage. And if we cannot capture what is going on and what we are trying to manage and what are problems over there, then management becomes only passive supervision. The next activity, knowledge worker and researcher, they spend time on synthesizing and verifying solutions. And finally, they would integrate various solution and various pieces together into an integrated whole, which would solve the bigger problem. So this is an overall kind of activities which knowledge workers and researchers would do. And we need an infrastructure or a framework which not only facilitate them to undertake these activities effectively, but also allow project management a means to monitor and facilitate this process. So this is one of the main factors that is important for managing projects in high technology industry. And we can facilitate all these activities or tasks which people normally do in such environment through a framework, through an infrastructure. Now this infrastructure and framework that may contain of a number of tools, and of course creating an integrated infrastructure is hard, difficult, but that's what normally successful organizations have done, and that's how they have achieved success, and that's how they have reduced their investment for a specific return, and that's how they are trying to reduce ambiguity in project outcomes. So I think that this is the main point that I want to emphasize, which is important in doing projects which are high tech or which are based on research components.
Thank you so much, Rashid. I'm thinking of my past experience in managing engineers and also my observations over almost two decades of working on engineering projects. Yes, often we just have passive supervision due to lack of tools and also lack of understanding of how to put process controls on a very creative ideation process. And so you have some great suggestions to senior leadership to say that we do need to put more process control in there in order to improve return on investment. Thank you so much, Rashid, for sharing that organizational project management can be used to help improve return on investment in high technology and knowledge-based projects. So Rashid has broad experience that allows him to state several things in this interview. He really does know the high-tech and knowledge-based industry, and he knows how to use an infrastructure approach to improve outcomes, and he knows how to manage these types of projects. So Rashid can be contacted at rashed_iqbal@ieee.org. So thank you so much for your time, Rashid. We really appreciate you sharing all the information on organizational project management.